beautiful people, and welcome to Bad Thought Therapy. I hope each and every one of you is well. And this episode is going to be one of my Money Matters, a part of my Money Matters series. I hadn't done a Money Matters in a long time, and it is time. And what I'm going to share with you today is, it may be shocking. I know it was shocking for me when I discovered this. And you know, Bad Thought Therapy is all about you getting your thoughts right about everything, including money. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, you can contact me at badthoughttherapy@gmail.com if you have a question, comment, or you would like to be a guest on the show. And you can go to my website, badthoughttherapy.com. There are tons of other episodes. There are some older episodes. I don't think that I've uploaded any new episodes, but of course you can use this platform. Spotify has been bought out by another company, so I'm going to have to regroup in how I do my podcast. I don't know if I'm going to go to Apple, but I will keep you all, you know, informed and aware of what I need to do next. So there's definitely going to be change. And life lesson, change is constant. Change is the one thing you cannot escape. Guaranteed with life is going to be change. Some of these changes are good, and some of them you feel uncomfortable about. Some of them are inconvenient, an inconvenience, but change is an integral part of life. So just get ready. And so because Spotify has now been purchased by another company, I'm going to have to regroup. It's all good, and to God be the glory. So money matters. I don't know what I was watching. I think I was just reading my news. Most of the time I read my news now online, and I saw something interesting. It was about a family. They were the children of a man who had died, and Medicaid was taking their home. So their father died, and the story was about how Medicaid was going to take their home. I was like, really? So I, you know, read a little bit more about the article, and I didn't do a real deep scuba dive into this. I'm going to put a link in the description box for an article that I found that is about the Medicaid recovery program. So here's what I want you to know, because, you know, we have money now while we're here, and most of us have children, and we want to leave our children something nice. We want to give them an inheritance. We want to give them a financial legacy. And you could have a home, you could have property, you could have other things. But guess what? Somebody can take that money. The money that you worked hard for, the things that you worked hard for so that you could leave them to your children or grandchildren, guess what? Somebody can take those things. And so we have to be diligent about educating ourselves. You know, one thing I learned, you know, since we are talking about money matters, is that, and I heard someone say this a while ago, and I never really thought about it, but if you have money, you have to work just as hard to protect your money than you did to have to get it. So you can work hard and make a whole lot of money, and then you got to be concerned about, well, how do I protect it? Because there is just one scam after the other. I did a podcast recently about these fake profiles. I was going to do a whole episode called The New Fisherman. Fisherman spelled P-H-I-S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Because there are people out there who engage in scams and all kinds of fraud. And this is what they do. They have actually made, this is how they live. This is not just something, you know, I was desperate, I need money and I went and did this. No, this is a practice that they have. And there is just one story after the other of people having their money stolen electronically. So, you know, my whole thing is, and this is kind of a sidebar, but it is related to money. The only people that know you have money is the bank. They're the only people that know you have money. So I always say that, be very careful about your bank and stay on things And some people, you know, have been able to recover their money. Some people have not. But I always say it's an inside job because, you know, if you really have money, you're not walking around here telling people where your money is and how much you have. The only people that would know you have money would be the bank. So if somebody at the bank wants to come up with an elaborate plan, which they have in the past, they could. So you just have to be mindful. You have to pray for God to protect the things that you have worked really hard for, because just like you're out here working hard to get these things or get this money, there are people working hard to take it, to steal it from you. So this is a very interesting case. So anyway, the story was, and I had no idea this could happen, the man, he received Medicaid benefits. And apparently, if you get Medicaid benefits and you cannot pay them off, in order to pay that tab, when you die, they can take your property. They can come and get your stuff. So, first of all, it was just so shocking. Like, wow, you know, you're sick, you're old. Most people have worked all their lives. And then, you know, your body, you know, begins to break down. And it doesn't matter how healthy you are, how much you exercise, how well you ate. It doesn't matter. Your body, the aging process, is going to cause some things to not work the way they used to work. But what was very interesting is I had no idea that if you get Medicaid and you have a bill with Medicaid, the government can come get their money, and they get it by taking your property. Now, there are some rules, exemptions, things like, I think if the property is worth $25,000 or less, they won't touch it. But if it's more, they can come, they can get the money that way. It is just absolutely incredible that this is legal, but it's legal. And so I'm going to put a link in the description box for you to go back and read if you have property or you have any other assets, because they can get any assets. Like, you got some medical help, and let's say you had some stocks and bonds or whatever you got, they can come and get that money. And so you thinking, oh, I'm gonna leave this money for my children or my grandchildren. No, the government can come and get it. So there are some ways around this. There are some, you know, do some research on getting a trust and putting your money in a trust, and then the trust helps protect your children's assets. But, you know, like I said, when people want something and they're evil, they just gonna find a way to get it. Just, you know, again, pray, teach your children how to have wisdom when it comes to money, and especially property. Property is a tax shelter. So anybody who has any money, they're gonna have property, because property is what helps you to keep more of your money. But then you get the property, and then, or properties, and then if you get medical help from Medicaid, then guess what? If you have a bill, they can come take that property that you've worked hard for. So let's say you bought a home, and you paid for this home $100,000 to it, whatever it is. Can you believe that someone, you worked so hard for that all over these years, that someone can come along and take it from your kids? So they're not able to use that as rental property or a place to live. I was just shocked. I was just totally shocked. So I'm gonna find that original story that led me to do this. And then I'm going to also give you a link about to the explanation for Georgia of how they can come get their property. They can get your property so that they can pay that Medicaid bill. What's the solution? You know what? I don't know. The first thing I was thinking was, well, I guess I won't be using Medicaid, you know. But if you're really sick and you don't have the money to pay your bills, what do? You know, because once you retire, you usually have medical insurance through your job. So once you retire, then you don't have that same medical insurance. I mean, you may be able to maintain that. But some people who can't, they use Medicaid. And then if you use Medicaid and you have the house, you have a bill, you have a tab, they're coming after your death. They're coming for that money. That's sad, ladies and gentlemen. But be aware. Always be aware. Get a sip of water. so that you can protect yourself and your assets and learn how to protect your assets, not only for while you're here, but also for your children. You want your children to have an inheritance. You want them to be able to have something. And just like I said, I learned, you get money, even if you don't have money and people think you have money, let me tell you, these rats, they're coming out from behind the sewer, and they trying to get that cheese. They are trying to get your money. Let me tell you, there was an interesting story in the news too of a man who had a pit. When his parents died, they created a trust for his sister. His sister was like disabled or something, so they had created a trust for her. And do you know, some people out of the country stole like some huge amount of money. They stole the money, and then when he went to the bank to try to get the money back, they were like, "I'm sorry, we're sorry, we can't give you the money." Now he's fighting that, and I think he might have won his case because the bank, it was like a wire transfer to Thailand, and the bank never notified him of this wire transfer. And I always say, again, it's an inside job. Watch your banks. People work for banks. People are the ones that handle your money, and you have more money than many of them make on their jobs. And just because they work in a bank doesn't mean they're honest or seeing all that money. They may be tempted, and you just have to make sure you're on your game. Check your bank accounts, check things, find out ways. I know for me, I'm definitely going to learn more about trust and how to, you know, protect my assets so that when I leave this planet, if my daughter is still here, or my niece and nephew, or whomever I want to leave this to, they'll be able to have this blessing. And these are things you don't learn in school. You have to learn on your own. Now, there's a lot. One thing about social media, you know, there's always the bad side of social media, but there's a good side, because there's a lot of information out there, financial information that's absolutely free, that in the past you might have had to pay somebody for. Now people just sharing information because they want people to follow them. They want people to like their pages. I don't know if they make money from that. So there's a lot of information out there, but I was listening to the radio, and this all ties together. But I think that was Friday, they had a special host on, and she had an estate attorney on. And basically this real estate agent was saying how so many people lose the properties or lose whatever people have left behind because of things like probate court, bad estate planning. No one prepared for that person leaving. And so the children and the other people who are left behind, it could be siblings, it could be anybody, they're trying to struggle to be able to take care of stuff. So I'm definitely going to be getting information on that. And even though I have a will and I have a living will and all that, I need to redo all that stuff. It's good to have all that and to make sure, especially for people who have money, you're going to have property, you got to protect that. So just wanted to put that out there. Medicaid can take your home. Medicaid can take your home. You might not have known that. I'm going to put the link there for you can read this. So protect your assets, and they can take other things too. So if you have any assets, you want to figure out a way to protect those assets for your children, for your loved ones that you want to leave something to, just information is powerful. Applied knowledge is even more powerful. You want to take this knowledge and use it. God, you know, make sure that everybody's listening to this. Bless us to be able to get our estate in order so that our loved ones are protected and they have the inheritance that we want to leave behind. Amen. Well, peace and abundant blessings. This is a short episode. Check out this information. Do your own research, and so that you can be empowered. And remember, it's one thing to get money, but that's not the goal. The goal is to keep it. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.